Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Excited to be here. Didn't work.
Yeah, we'll move on.
Move along.
Next, we got Pete. Pete, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing good. Originally, I was planning, in honor of our orange-colored cousins, to do this episode naked while hanging from a tree, but I couldn't find a tree.
Or the orange paint. Can you save me from that visual, please?
I think it's stuck there forever now.
Guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up, including some shows coming in from our Parks Patrol that we'll be talking about here next week. But for this week, we looked at the new Disney nature show, Orangutan. It follows orangutans in the forest of Borneo.
That would have been great.
Orangutan followed chimpanzee. Yeah. Narrated by Josh Gad. And it follows a 9-year-old, I think they said, orangutan female that was just starting to strike out on her own, and things she had to deal with in the politics of different groups and such. So, of this, what was King of the Swingers? What worked in this? And yes, you have to say something nice. And Kate, I'll start with you.
I appreciated that they gave all of the orangutans names. And like that helped me follow them a little bit and figure out who was who and who was doing what. I really liked the parts with the baby orangutan. It was very cute. It was a very cute baby orangutan. I also like that they incorporated some music into it and played some of the stuff from the Jungle Book. I thought that was catchy. I wasn't expecting that at all. And at least for the most part, there wasn't a lot of animal eating animal. There was one big part, a little bit, but it wasn't like... And then they bit the seal's head off, and you see it's.
Bleh. And we had the slow monkey popsicle.
Yes, yes. But other than that, like it wasn't one of the main focuses. So that's, I understand it's nature. I understand in nature documentaries they have to cover things like that, but that's just not what I like to watch. And so I appreciated that that wasn't a huge focus of it. I mean, they talked about predators with the tigers and stuff like that. But I just thought that was really cool. So, Pete, what'd you think?
I was very impressed with how close they were able to get shots with their cameras. I don't know how they did that, if they used very long lenses or if they were actually able to get up close. But I thought that was very impressive. I also liked that you could tell the difference between the different apes. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was just lucky that they were all different sizes and everything like that, but for the most part, I could tell, which was the main female with the focus, and then the elder male and the other male, and so I could tell them apart. So that's the best I could say. What about you, Steve?
I would say some of the footage of the flying animals, like some of the cinematography of, like you said, being able to zoom in. I think like one was the flying frog and how close up they got. And you could actually see its feet hitting the leaf and smacking for some of that. But I also have the issue with that later on our next question. So,
And I was going to say, I wonder if that, how much of that was they threw the animals across there and how much of it was a legit leap. It is Disney nature. And in the original True Life Vanishing Prairie, where the ducks come in and land, get there too early and land on the frozen pond, it's literally people throwing ducks across the ice. And the whole lemmings thing never actually happened.
That's the most amazing thing is we all know that lemmings jump off cliffs because somebody decided to shoot it for a documentary and throw a bunch of lemmings off a cliff.
Yeah, shove them off of the board. You can sometimes even see the board that's shoving them off. So, guys, I think I liked this documentary. I thought, A, I loved compared to some of the others. It actually showed the animal it told us it was going to show us.
That's fair.
And what they utilized of Josh Gad, I think, worked. I think he was terribly underutilized. But I think for the most part, some of his comments you could tell were scripted and some of them you could really tell were not. Like some of the ones where he hesitates a couple times. It's one of those, yeah. I wonder how much it was him just watching it and going, oh, let's move on. And I'm sure knowing Disney, it was all scripted, but knowing Josh Gad, it probably wasn't. So I enjoyed, I would have liked to have known how long this actually took place over, as far as if it was truly the basically 6 months that it in theory showed that it was, or if it was, you know, 3 years of footage that they condensed down. And you'll notice you never actually saw the big ape and the new ape and the main character ape in the same shot.
I didn't realize that.
There's some now. The ape, the two male apes fighting, I thought was incredibly fascinating how they fight in the trees and how they basically don't get too close to each other. It's kind of, you know, king of the mountain type thing of basically who can get to be highest. And I mean, baby animals are always cute, and that essentially 1 to 2-ish year old, the baby orangutan was cute. Mm-hmm. I love, you could definitely see some of the facial expressions of the animals were very humanistic.
Yeah.
Now, who knows what the animals were actually thinking, but, you know, anthropomorphizing things is what people do, especially Disney and animals. So I think if you are interested in orangutans and you like apes like that, it showed the life of apes and the life of orangutans, I think, very, very well.
That's fair.
So now, what got stuck in the trees? What didn't work for this? And Kate, I'll let you start off again.
Well, you kind of said it, Derek. Josh Gad was so underutilized. In the last documentary that we watched, I said that even when I was like, oh no, another nature documentary, you were like, it's narrated by Josh Gad. And I was like, oh, okay, that will help. That will make it good. And it just felt very one note. Not that I don't know. I don't know how it would have been multiple notes. I don't know, but I liked it better than the whale one that we watched, or whichever one was the last one we watched.
Ghost elephants.
Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me. I liked it better than that, but it just, I think if you're going to have somebody like Josh Gad, who is known for his comedy and his comedic timing, like, you've got to utilize that. Because at one point, I can't remember, it was like maybe halfway through, I was like, Josh Gad is being so serious right now. And Josh Gad is not a serious person or narrator. Was that when they
were eating the other monkeys?
Maybe.
Or fighting or something. That's not exactly something you can bring a lot of humor into.
Well, sure. But it, just the whole thing, I felt like. And then I realized, wait, am I wanting this to be narrated by Olaf? Like, is that what I was expecting?
Probably.
And so, because I know, yeah. So I just felt, it just felt lackluster. To be fair, I am not a nature documentary fan. I am not an animal documentary fan. These are not things. My husband walked in while I was watching this and he goes, is this for Plus Platoon? I said, yeah. And he goes, yeah, this doesn't seem like a Kate pick, because he knows that I am not a nature or animal documentary fan. But overall, it could have been a lot worse. I didn't hate it. Pete, go ahead.
So I do usually like nature documentaries, but this one, I don't know, some of the ones lately we've been watching haven't been very good. I mean, you're right that it beat the elephant documentary and that there were actually orangutans in it, as opposed to the elephant one where there weren't any elephants or just one. So 5 minutes into this movie, I learned that orangutans hang in the trees of the jungle and eat things. And then at the end of it, I didn't feel like I learned anything different, because basically it was an hour and a half of orangutans hanging in trees and eating things. And I was very bored by this. I actually at one point was going to turn it off. And because it's fairly short, that point, I went to it and I was like 20 minutes left. I'm like, okay, I'll finish it.
That's when I was going to shut it off. There were 23 minutes left in it. And I was like, that's so funny. That's so funny.
It was, I did not enjoy this. So Steve,
You made it farther than I did before I wanted to turn off. I hit about 30 minutes in and kept checking the time, because I was first fascinated and then I just got bored. And I was like, is it done? Is it done? I felt like they could have condensed it to 60 minutes. And even though I loved the flying other animals, I did not need to see them. Give me more of the orangutans.
Okay.
And like I felt like it was supposed to be a story, whatever the female's name was. I felt like they didn't give me enough.
Okay, I mean, what more would you want?
I would want more of how you had the royals, Ruby and her son, and how like this social hierarchy and how they maintain that. To me, that was sort of fascinating of, oh, we don't get to eat fruit because they come in first. I found that more fascinating.
No, why? Because right. You're bigger and stronger.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But
that part made me real sad.
And I guess not that I want to see orangutans eaten, but like I could have used a little bit of drama, actual drama with like the tigers or some other predator. Like the best they could do was, here's the orangutan went down to the ground to drink some water. And then again, in this other shot, like there's a tiger.
And I felt like that was a total like editing, like right. To give us
huge,
drama.
Huge.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's these are not dramatic animals, I guess is what I'm saying.
No. Well,
but like Derek said, I liked the fighting scene. I found that fascinating. So,
yeah. And I've seen like gorilla documentaries that are, those aren't exciting animals particularly either, but they have so many family dynamics that, but they kind of stay in a family. Whereas it seems like this group, it's kind of like, all right, I got to go to another tree now. I'll be by myself.
I liked the part with the bears, especially the part when they were talking about the honey and the bear had the claws. And then they were like, well, she doesn't have claws. So what'd she do? She just kind of licks it.
but the tool usage I found fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The tool usage was cool, but it just, there was not enough there.
Okay. I would agree that cutting it down to an hour would have helped. I won't argue with that at all. I will also say that I'm along the lines of Steve that most of the other side animals I didn't need to see. I wonder if they would have even brought up the super slow monkeys if they didn't have footage of one of the orangutans eating one of them. Although it is interesting that it's the only venomous ape. Or venomous mammal.
Yeah.
So.
What the monkeys were?
The slow monkeys.
The loris. Yes.
The lorax. No, sorry. Loris.
I speak for the trees.
He speaks for the trees.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Jinx. I mean, there were some slow moments. I won't argue with that at all. But I guess I would say, okay, you wanted it to not be so one note. And I think they tried to do that by pulling in some of the other animals. What else would you have? What would have made this better? Other than, you can't
another
say
subject?
Not watching it.
Josh Gad being Josh Gad. Josh Gad adding in his own comedy to it.
Well, actually, what I'll say is instead of just doing an hour and a half documentary on orangutans, how about an hour and a half documentary on primates, and you show us a little bit of like a half hour of orangutans, and you show us some of chimpanzees, and you show us, because that's my thing, is there just isn't enough interesting about this animal for an hour and a half documentary. You know,
I think there is. They just didn't give it to us.
I don't know.
All right. Now, as Kate talked about last week, she said she would watch anything narrated by Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart. 100%. Absolutely anything.
Absolutely
anything. My question is, though, we had Josh Gad in this. Can a good narrator save a bad nature documentary? And okay, Kate, say yes. And
yeah,
say
because
how.
I think the reason I enjoyed this as much as I did is because of Josh Gad. I think that he did the best he could with what he was given, and I think that this will get at least a half point higher rating from me because he was the narrator. So, Pete.
Well, I have to say, like, March of the Penguins is like
very 10 times better.
Well, right, it's 10 times better because of Morgan Freeman's narration of that particular movie, because penguins are kind of boring too. And that movie is really good. I think they do a lot of faking in that movie too.
Oh yeah.
I do agree that a narrator can make a good narrator can make it better. I don't know that a narrator can bring it up from like a 1 star to a 4 star.
Oh, agree.
But they can maybe bring it up a star. You know, and if you look at our 5 star thing, that if you really enjoy the narrator, that person's doing it really well. I disagree that, to me, Josh, I like Josh Gad a lot, and you know, but I thought it was fairly standard narration. I was more upbeat hearing the, you know,
the Jungle Book music.
Jungle Book music than I was listening to Josh Gad. So I'll say a little bit. That's my answer. What about you, Steve?
I'm going to say no. I mean, it would be nice. He was easy to listen to, but still at 30 minutes, I was ready to turn it off. I only stuck it through so I can talk about it with you three. So I'm going to say no.
Yeah, and to me, the content can be said by whoever you want to have it said by, but if the content's not interesting... the content is what gets me the most. If I'm not interested in it, I don't care what the narrator's saying, to be perfectly honest. I would rather have, like, I'm just thinking of, I remember there's a Coral Reef documentary with Liam Neeson and music by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And it's a great documentary because the content is good, not because of who the narrator is. So, to me, I would say maybe it can influence a half star at most. But if the content isn't there and the content isn't something I'm interested in, it's still going to be a bad nature documentary.
That's fair.
Any other thoughts on Orangutan? Which the fact that they showed multiple of them and the titles only one was... But
I don't think that would have made it a better movie, though, if they'd called it Orangutans. Would, other than Derek, would any of us have finished this if it wasn't because we had to talk about it?
No.
Okay. And that's fair. There have been multiple things that you guys have enjoyed that I only slugged through because of this.
Read all of Marvel. The entirety of the Marvel cinematic
universe. Not all.
Except for WandaVision.
95%. But no. So
the Ant-Man. Okay, like the Ant-Man.
As we always do, cups of pixie dust out of 5 or orangutan. Kate,
what did I give the elephant documentary?
I'm not going to tell you. You just have to rate this.
I'll give it. I'll give it a. I'll. I'll. I'll give it a 2.
Okay.
I'll give it a 2. Pete?
Oh, I do have to say, you were talking about narrators. Werner Herzog narrating that elephant documentary probably pulled it up 1 star for me. Josh Gad did not. I'm giving this 1.5.
I'm debating. I'm going to say 2 because I like some of the footage. So there was some really great scenes, but overall, too long. 2.
Okay. And I'm going at 2.5. And that is the same rating I gave Ghost Elephants, but I would say this is a better 2.5 than Ghost Elephants for me.
So now, can you tell us what we gave Ghost Elephants?
You gave Ghost Elephants 1.5. So this, pulling this up about 0.5 star is about, for Josh Gad, is about right. Pete, you gave Ghost Elephants 2.5. So Werner Herzog pulling that one up 1 star is about right for you. And Steve, you gave Ghost Elephants 2.
But this is slightly better than Ghost. Well, no, I'm torn.
I'd rather.
It's different twos.
Yeah. And like mine's different 2.5s.
Oh,
so, okay.
You would rather watch Ghost Elephants than this, Pete?
I definitely would.
Wow.
I think, yes, Ghost Elephants, I felt like hoodwinked, but I stuck with hood. It kept my interest longer than this.
That kept my interest until they like basically pulled the rug out and they barely saw the elephants. But I didn't know that for the 1.5 hours. Now I wouldn't go back and watch it again. But, you know, they were able to they had that really good hook of at the beginning being like, look at this giant freaking elephant. And these elephants, we think they came from this area and we're going to go look for them. And it's like, oh, that's cool. Imagine if they could find an elephant that big. And then they didn't.
And then spoiler alert.
So. Okay, Kate, I did not find any Disney Plus news this week.
Other than I went to see, this isn't really Disney Plus news. Well, it kind of is. Husband and I went to see the Michael Jackson movie in theaters, and in the previews was previews for the Mandalorian and Grogu movie.
Okay, do you want to see the Mandalorian and Grogu movie?
Maybe.
I don't know. Okay.
I probably won't go see it in theaters.
That's okay. Well, what we are going to do for next week is to prepare for the Mandalorian and Grogu movie. And since we never actually talked about season one of The Mandalorian, we're going to watch season one, episodes 1 through 3 of The Mandalorian, because that's when he meets Grogu and basically forms the bond with Grogu, from what I remember. So doing that in preparation for Mandalorian and Grogu, which is coming out, of course, next Thursday. And then we're going to be doing, we've got like a Muppet show coming up with the new ride at Hollywood Studios. And we're just going to be kind of hitting a few different things, including, guys, if you want us to, and I want some feedback on this, we'd like to do a Disney planning Q&A, specifically Lightning Lane strategy, now that all these new rides are coming to Disney World. So if that's something you'd like to watch and have a live chat be a part of, let us know. And we will definitely figure out a time to do that before. I'm going to say it's going to be before June 1st. Because June 1st is when I get to make my Lightning Lanes. So I want to talk through it with you guys. So, but if you want us to see that, if you want us to have other suggestions, please email us at plusfortune@gmail.com. Send us comments on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We've got new shows every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Kate, Pete, and Steve, Gina, we love you. We will see you back here next week, and we'll see everyone
else
here next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews, as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at plusplatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.